Chapter 4, Faithfulness of God. Faithfulness in a person is trustworthiness, a being true to his word, and never failing to the utmost of his ability to carry out to the full what he has promised. Such faithfulness is in God, eminently so, and to a divine perfection. Nor can his faithfulness fail for want of power to accomplish what he has promised or designed. A man may be perfectly honest in promising to carry out some purpose, but may fail in the achievement of his object for want of power to bring it about. Not so with God. He is omnipotent. And what he has promised, he is able also to perform. Romans 4, verse 21. Being a God of truth and without iniquity, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, he will not promise anything that he does not mean to perform. And being omnipotent, his promise cannot fail of accomplishment. Scriptures abundantly testify to the faithfulness of God. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23, verse 19. Moses told the children of Israel of this faithfulness of God, not only to his promises, but also to his threatenings, which is a solemn aspect of this great truth. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. Deuteronomy 7, verses 9 and 10. His faithfulness is not short-lived, but is unto all generations. Psalm 119, verse 90. So great is his faithfulness that, rather than his word should not come to pass, heaven and earth shall pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. Particularly to his people, he will manifest his faithfulness in all his dealings, to carry on his own work in their souls, in sanctifying and preserving them unto his eternal kingdom. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. The apostle, in writing to the Philippians, was confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in them would perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1, verse 6. To the Thessalonians also he commends the faithfulness of God. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it, that is, preserve them blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 and 24. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. Yea, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. He is God that cannot lie. Titus 1, verse 2. And this is a strong consolation to his people, that it is impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6, verse 18. And what is true of God the Father is equally true of his beloved Son, who is called the faithful witness, and his name is Faithful and True, Revelation 1 verse 5, and 19 verse 11. He will not fail to carry out the promises of his Father in those things which he was sent into the world to accomplish. Could he not say to his Father, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do? John 17 verse 4. So also the Holy Spirit will be faithful to all the work appointed him in the covenant of grace, being that anointing which abides in the saints until the work in their souls is perfected. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. 1 John 2, verse 27. Hence, the successive operations which he performs in the elect are connected together by an unbreakable chain, so sure are they of accomplishment. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans 8, verse 30. How full, too, are the scriptures of examples of the faithfulness of God. Abraham is called the father of the faithful, and the Lord's dealings with him are typical of those which are displayed towards all his faithful children. When God called him to leave his country and his father's house, he said, I will make of thee a great nation. Genesis 12, verse 2. And yet, after several years, Abraham inquires of God, What wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? Genesis 15, verse 2. Then the Lord renewed his promise and told him to count the stars if he could, saying, So shall thy seed be. Chapter 5, verse 5. But still the years went by, and there was no sign of the promised son until both Abraham and Sarah had grown too old. Did the faithfulness of the Lord fail? No, rather by this means it was magnified and made more conspicuous. So incredible did it seem that the promise should be fulfilled that both Abraham and Sarah laughed when God once more renewed his promise. Genesis 17 verse 17 and Genesis 18 verse 12. But the Lord was faithful. And after 25 years of waiting, they embraced their beloved Isaac. See also the case of Joseph. When he was but a lad, it was revealed to him in dreams that he should be so exalted by the providence of God that his parents and brethren would bow down before him. But what do we see? In the first place, when sent by his father to see how his brethren fared, they took him and cast him into a pit, and afterwards sold him to some passing Ishmaelites, who took him down into Egypt. There, it is true, he prospered at first, and was made an overseer over his master's house. He may have thought that the word of the Lord was coming to pass. But see, he is soon cast into prison by false accusation, and remained there for a long time. Now, what about the Lord's word to him? Even when he asked Pharaoh's butler to remember him, the butler forgot. And so we are told, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Psalm 105, verse 19. But the Lord was faithful to his word, and the butler was reminded of his faults. Joseph is brought out of prison to interpret the king's dreams, and made lord of all Egypt, and his brethren come and bow down to him. Now look at Moses. God had told him that he should be the means of delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he supposed his brethren would have understood this. Acts 7, verse 25. But they did not, and instead rebuked him for interfering with them. This was not the Lord's way of fulfilling his promise. Moses must go away into the land of Midian for 40 years. Where was the faithfulness of God? Had it failed? No, indeed. For at the end of 40 years, God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and told him to go to Pharaoh and ask him to let the people go. Yet, we find that instead of letting them go, Pharaoh only increased their bondage and made them work all the harder. What a staggering blow for Moses and the people. They wished he had left them alone. But eventually, the faithfulness of God shines forth, and the Egyptians were glad for the people to depart. Take David also. Samuel is commanded to anoint him to be king of Israel. And soon afterwards, David is providentially brought into notice with Saul, the existing king. Also, he was given a great victory over the giant Goliath, and Saul and the people honored him. Now he would think that surely the Lord's promise was about to be fulfilled. Instead of that, Saul is turned to hate him and to attempt to kill him. Now David is a poor fugitive, hiding in caves and dens of the earth to escape from Saul, until at last he despairs of ever being made king and flees into the land of the Philistines. The faithfulness of God now seemed to have utterly failed, but it was really the time when it was to be displayed. Saul is slain by the Philistines, and David is made king of Judah, and afterwards king of all Israel. So, the scripture abounds with instances of this great truth of the faithfulness of God. But it is in the Lord Jesus Christ that all the perfections of deity are most fully revealed, and it is in this connection that his faithfulness shines the brightest. We endeavored to show in a previous chapter how the omnipotence of God was manifest in the coming of Christ to fulfill the first promise given in the Garden of Eden. Therein also is to be seen his faithfulness in bringing the promise to its fulfillment after 4,000 years, and in spite of all the intervening hindrances and apparent impossibilities. The promised seed must be born of the virgin, and in the fullness of time this was brought to pass, and the faithfulness of God exhibited and vindicated. So also when he came, the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully carried out his part in the work of redemption, and now God can be faithful as well as just in forgiving the sins of confessing sinners. What an encouragement is this truth to all that seek the Lord, that they may continue to wait upon him to fulfill his own word. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11, verse 9. He often keeps them waiting long, but will eventually prove himself faithful to his word. Yea, things may go quite contrary to what we may hope and look for, but this is to make us more earnest in seeking, and to give a greater demonstration of his faithfulness in the issue. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, Therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Isaiah 30, verse 18. Particularly, if we hope we have received some promise from the Lord, will our faith and patience be tried before we see the fulfillment of it? It was so in the scripture examples we have mentioned. Indeed, the promise is especially given for the time when all things appear to make against it. And as faith is strengthened by the Lord, it will hang upon his faithful word and plead for the fulfillment of it. Then, when his time is fully ripe, when all is enshrouded perhaps with midnight darkness, light will begin to arise, and his faithfulness shine forth in a complete fulfillment of his word. Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Joshua 23, verse 14. But we must not leave the subject without mentioning the other side of this great truth. Not only will the Lord be faithful to his promises of good, but also to his threatenings of evil upon all who continue in their wickedness. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay, fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. Isaiah 59, verse 18. It will be a sad thing for us if we listen not to reproof and harden ourselves in evil. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Proverbs 29, verse 1. How many examples of this also are to be found in the scriptures. May we be given grace to fall under the reproofs of his word, acknowledge our sins before him, and seek that mercy that is with him, that he may be feared.